A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Chaf Gimel. Chulin 123a. Pagination is 245. We'll start at the Mishnah about a fifth of the way down, dealing with the topics of Tuma. Now, we learnt that hide, if it's pshute, if it's just straight hide, hasn't been fashioned into a vessel yet, is not oriented on the topic of Tuma. It's not going to convey ritual impurity. And the question over here is, how long is it still considered a part of the flesh and is included in the laws of Tuma? And at what point is it considered skinned and it's an entity of its own, independent of the Tuma status that would be relevant to the flesh of the animal? The Mishnah says, Hamafshit babehema uvachaya, a person who's skinning an animal, be it the domesticated type or the non-domesticated type, like a deer, batahora uvatameya, whether it's kosher or non-kosher, badaka uvagasa, whether it's the smaller animals or the larger animals, lishatiach, and he's doing it for a spread. So he's skinning the animal in the manner that's done for a spread by doing a cut from head to foot of the animal and then peeling it open. Kidei achiza, the amount of a grasping. In other words, once it exceeds the amount that is a comfortable grasp, so then it's already skinned more than usable as a yad, as a handle to move the animal. Once it's exceeded that, it's no longer a yad for the flesh, and therefore it's not going to become tamei or conduit tuma, neither from the person who might be tamei to the flesh, which is tahar, or from the flesh that's tamei to the person who's tahar. So the critical factor here is, how much was it skinned? If it's kidei achiza, we're still referring to it as being used as a handle. Once it's beyond that, so it's no longer a handle. Felachemos, if it's being skinned for the purpose of a flask, so in this case, they're rotating the skin on the animal from head to foot, but without that significant cut from top to bottom. Instead, they're rolling it over the skin as they go from head to foot. Achayavshed esachoze, until they get beyond the breast part of the flesh. Once it's skinned past that part, which Rashi says is the hardest part to be skinned, once it's beyond that, so then the hide gets a status as an entity of its own. But until that part, there's still a likelihood that it's going to take a long time, because that part is still difficult, and it might need to be rotated, and the skin, the hide, is going to be used as a handle to rotate the animal, and therefore it's still considered included in that status of conduit tuma relating to this flesh. Hamaragil, if a person is also trying to do it lachemos for a flask, but instead is doing it from the feet, from the legs, and he's going up to the head of the animal. Kulo chibur letuma letame or letame, it is going to remain an attachment to the flesh in order to be included in its status to and from regarding Tuma. Concluding the Mishnah in explanation of this final case that we discussed, Hamargil, if you're going from the legs and rotating it so that it'll be useful as a flask, Kulo, the entire flaying process is still considered Chibur, an attachment, so we have a Machlokes. Or Sha'al Hatzavar, when they pass the breast, which was difficult to skin, and they got to the neck, which is only loosely attached, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer Eino Chibur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, even though the Mishnah just told you, Kulo Chibur, it's all attached, it means almost till the end. But when you get past the breast, from the legs to the feet, to the head, and you get that all that's left is the neck part, Eino Chibur, that's already not considered an attachment. V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, Chibur, it is still attached exactly, literally, the way the ruling was, Kulo Chibur, that when you're doing it from legs to head, it remains with a status of attachment, Av Shayavshit Es Kulo, until literally it is entirely skinned. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.